from the First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick. Happy Monday, everyone. Yesterday was a soggy end to the weekend, and that really kicks off our wet weather pattern ahead for this week as we track scattered showers and storms each day, and some days offer the threat for severe weather. So stay tuned with us on air and online. But today, partly cloudy with midday and afternoon heavy showers and storms. Temperatures will rise into the low 90s before dropping down tonight into the low 70s with scattered storms really in the evening, but some can linger through the overnight hours. Tuesday, partly cloudy with showers and storms. Temperatures in the mid 80s. Staying slightly cooler also for your Wednesday into the mid to upper 80s due to the cloud cover and those afternoon showers and storms. Thursday, partly cloudy with afternoon showers and storms. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Upper 80s to close to 90 degrees for your Friday with partly cloudy skies with those scattered storms. So overall, it is going to be a soggy week. In some spots, potentially over the next 5 days, can see 3 to even 6 inches localized. So heavy rainfall, definitely the highest threat this week, but also gusty winds. But I want you to know, I was saying that it's going to be a lot of rain for the very first week of August. And on average, for the whole month of August, we see 6.88 inches of rain. So we're kicking off the month of August very, very wet. Okay, switching gears to something that I love, fall. There's always that debate. Do you start decorating in August or do you wait until September? I say September. People say that's still too early. I disagree. I think September is a great time to start decorating for fall because fall officially starts in September. September 22nd is the official start of fall, and it is 51 days away. The average high, 86 degrees, average low, 72 degrees. And if that sounds very nice to you, especially after the past few days where it's been really, really hot, Christmas is 145 days away. The average high here, listen to this, 65 degrees, average low for Jacksonville, 42 degrees. And that will do it. I hope you guys enjoy your week. Do something great, but also try and stay dry out there. Have the rain gear each and every day. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick for 104.5 WOKV.